that this alleged incident involving a fellow named N-I-C-K-O-L-E occurred months before he was ever commissioner of customs.
That's absolutely right.
That's that. And he said, oh my God, if we've got him mixed up with a fellow, that's awful. I said, well, now I'll get the FBI to come up. I'll get Hoover to come up, or whoever's acting to Hoover. And I said, do you know Deke Deloach? Oh, hell yes, I know Deke. Tell Deke I'd like to talk to him. Him, come up and explain this, and I'll get him right out, and I'll get him confirmed. But hell of it is, I just got 5 days. And I haven't had time to do this, and I told Walter 3 months ago to get this guy confirmed. And we haven't followed through on that boy. And if I get sick, or I die, or I get defeated, it's going to be criminal that poor boy that's worked all of his life to get something, just pure damn negligence, didn't get it. So you tell Eastland we just got to have that reported, that the court's waiting, and so forth.
Well, Mr. President, I'll be in his office at 9 o'clock. I'll be waiting for him when he comes in Monday morning.
And you get your whole file, and now, we did have come up the other day in a meeting. In Larry O'Brien's office, Walter said that somebody from the Justice Department said, well, now, we will be consulted on this, won't we, on judges? And Walter said, well, you certainly are. You've consulted on all of them. You sent a recommendation over here. Well, he said we didn't on Philip Nichols.
Well,
that's a customs court judge. So Walter said, well, now, maybe the president, that's his personal friend. Maybe he named him. But Walter said he detected a little bit of jealousy or envy or bitterness about Philip Nichols.
Well, Mr. President, there's no doubt about it that somebody's tried to sabotage him, because the Department of Justice had all along this report which clarified the entire matter, and they took up the only memorandum, which was a one-page memorandum, which had put this boy in a bad light. But the report went over later on, which clarified the whole thing. They should have taken the entire file.
But was the entire file that clarified available when they took the one page up there?
Yes, sir. It's been over there for weeks.
Well, how in the hell would it get separated? Why would they get one page that was implicated him, and that exonerated him wouldn't be included?
You know, Mr. President, the Department of Justice works in strange ways under Bobby Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And many times they've lost things over there. Many times we've had to send duplicates over there, and sometimes things just get lost completely. But thank God we keep a complete file in the FBI, and we can always keep things on the record like he should be.
Is he going to run for Senate?
Mr. President, I think he'll do anything if he thinks he can win. I think he'll run for the Senate yesterday.
They're giving a big party for Ms. Kennedy on Thursday afternoon, after the nomination Wednesday night.
Yes, sir.
Bringing her back from Europe at the convention.
At the convention. Well, I still don't think they'll get anywhere there. I think that people realize, particularly the Democratic leaders, that if the president doesn't want him, they're not going to take him. I talked with Roy Wilkins. I went to New York. I told Mr. Hoover I was going. I told Walter Walter Jenkins I was going. I went up there last Wednesday, and I talked with him for 3 hours. And he says the Negroes in New York are not going for Bobby Kennedy. He says the less educated will, but he says those that have any sense realize that he's a faker and they can't trust him. He said they're definitely going for you. It was amazing what the intelligence this man had, particularly his know-how concerning Martin Luther King and these other figures in the Negro movement.
King is demanding he come see me. You saw that letter yesterday that I didn't want to see him. Looks like I don't know whether it's wise to just refuse to see him before the convention or not.
Mr. President, I told Lee White yesterday, and I also told Walter, that I thought that, of course, we know all of what's going on because we have a tap on King's phone. You know, every time he calls Lee White, I know verbatim exactly what he's saying. I bring it over and tell Walter. But I think that it would be very wise if you could squeeze in 15 or 20 minutes with about four Negro leaders, three or four, not King alone, but get Roy Wilkins, who's the leader of the entire Negro movement. He's the most rational statesman. And Randolph, and maybe one or two more, and just four all together. And just sit down with them for 15 minutes, and that'll satisfy them until after the convention. At least until after November, I think it will. But if you could do that, that would take the heat off, and there wouldn't be any chance of them making any slurs against you between now and November.
Maybe I ought to follow that suggestion.
I think I'd do it, sir, because I really think that'll take the heat off.
Well, you let the record show if you recommended we get them all in there so we can see what they've done and we can advise them to try to put a stop to these riots and demonstrations and don't let the record show that I'm conniving with him alone. I think that may be a good suggestion.
I think he would really take the heat off.
Make a note that you suggested that I talk to four or five of them and that we'll get, I would say Farmer, I'd say Wilkins and Randolph and Whitney Young, that's three, and Martin Luther King and Farmer, that's five of them.
Four, sir. That's Farmer twice.
We've got Whitney Young and Roy Wilkins, that's two, Randolph's three, King's four, and Farmer's five.
I beg your pardon, you're right. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, you be sure to see Eastland and call Walter. And I told Walter if I missed you, for him to call you at 6 o'clock, so you better let him know that I've already talked to you. Be sure that you prove to Eastland that this is another man, obviously, they're talking about, and that this man wasn't even there. This man's a man from Boston that was a professor, and his daddy was a professor, and he never did anything wrong in his life, and for him to tell Rusker, and if you need to, you go see Rusker. Don't you get along with him? All right?
Get along with him very well.
Well,
I have no trouble convincing.
Is John Williams on that committee?
No, sir. I don't think so.
Well, all right. Well, ask Eastland to see if it's done, and just say, I've got to get him reported because we've got two of them open, and this one hadn't been filled, and it's been up there since, I guess, April or something.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll do that first thing Monday.
And you let me know now if we have any trouble, because I want to call him again myself if we do.
I'll do it, sir.
Okay.
Right, sir.